From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and the European Union must move forward on a free trade agreement despite opposition to the idea. Mr. Obama spoke during a joint news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Hanover, Germany.
Recent surveys in the United States, for example, showed that actually the majority of people still favor trade. They still recognize on balance that it's a good idea.
The United States and Germany are among each other's largest trade partners and hope to build support for the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. On Monday, Ms. Merkel and Mr. Obama will hold talks with their counterparts from Britain, France, and Italy. Exit polls show the candidate of Austria's anti-immigration Freedom Party winning the first round of presidential elections, gathering more than 35% of the vote. The exit polls show the party beating five rivals, including nominees of the governing coalition. If those projections hold, a runoff election will be held May 23rd. Preliminary vote tallies in Serbia show the coalition of pro-European Union parties, led by Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić, sweeping to a landslide victory in Sunday's general elections. Monitors report Vučić's Progressive Party has nearly 53% of the vote, and the Socialists, who have been in the ruling coalition, have an additional 13%. The United Nations Security Council is condemning North Korea for its submarine-launched ballistic missile test Saturday. In a statement issued Sunday, the Council said it was another serious violation of existing UN resolutions and warned that it will take further significant measures against the North. This is VOA News.